Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, this is an interesting one. A lot of times in our emails, we'll get people who will call or write to us, not call, but they'll write to us and ask for advice in one way, shape, or form. And this email came in at 3:34 a.m. yesterday. I don't know how to respond. I'm so torn. I need everybody's opinion because I don't know what to say back to this guy. He seems like a decent guy.
So do we know him? Is he a close personal friend?
No, this is a listener email.
Okay.
So this is somebody that listens to the show. So maybe we can all help him out.
Oh, looking for some good advice. Oh,
All right.
I haven't heard the scenario, okay. So I'm very curious.
So this is a paragraph. It's just about a paragraph. So just follow me through this, okay? I have been dating this woman for just over 6 months. It hasn't been a serious relationship as I'm often out of town for work or other obligations. Typically, I only get to see my girlfriend once every week or so. It has been perfect for me, and she seemed cool with it, too. A few weeks ago, she comes to me to tell me that she's pregnant. I was stunned as I thought we had been safe. She was already crying pretty hard, so it took me a minute to understand the second part. She is married. I had no idea. Her husband did, though, as she already told him about us. They aren't going to resolve the status of their marriage until she gives birth, but until then, her husband wants to be part of her pregnancy in case the baby is his. And apparently, it's very possible that it is. Okay, this is where I can't even make sense of this crazy situation that I am somehow in. I'm not the kind of guy that would turn his back on his own child, but what my girlfriend wants is for me to go to her doctor's appointment with her and her husband next week. Is this what being a good guy is going to mean throughout her entire pregnancy? And she still has over 7 months to go. What do I do?
Wow.
I don't know what to say. I mean, because bringing a baby into this world is a super incredibly important, meaningful experience.
Yeah, all of that. But then,
644-9850. What advice would you give? I don't know what to say.
How's it going? Why don't you sit between us? And like, you sit over there.
Right? How awkward is that? And this guy that didn't know she was married, which is so unfair, got dragged into the situation of, hey, by the way, here's my husband, and he might be the father, or you might be the father.
How soon can you?
I don't know the answer
to
that.
Okay, all right. I bet he's curious.
I bet he is. But you wouldn't want to put the baby at risk to do.
No. All of that medical stuff.
I don't think they can do that until they can do a blood test on the baby, right? 644.
Have you answered to that guy?
No, because okay. I didn't know. I got it at 3:34 this morning. Okay. I've read it over 4 times now, and I don't know what to say to him. Like, I feel bad he's going through that because he said it wasn't a serious relationship,
mm-hmm.
And of course it happens sometimes. I get that part. At least she came clean. But what do you
hold on like, to her husband?
To
him. That guy didn't know until.
Yeah. But she eventually
that wasn't 100% full disclosure there.
I don't like. So what would you say back to this guy? I mean, he seems. I don't know what to say. Let's see what Patrick. Hey, Patrick, do you have any advice? What would you say back to him?
Oh, I know exactly what to do.
Okay.
If I were him, I would call up the husband, kick her out, go to the Bills game, and have a good time.
Okay.
Well, there's.
That's one answer. That's one way to handle it. Thank you, Patrick. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Jamie, what would you say to him?
I think it would depend on how the relationship would move forward. If she doesn't have any intention of staying with her husband, then they would have to discuss that regardless of whose baby it is. But I think they could probably both be adults and figure out, you know, maybe both of the men could be in the life while the pregnancy, the term is, you know, the appointments and things like that. And I think the future beyond you know, labor and delivery is going to be what's important. You know, I think he'd be a stand-up guy to be a part, because if it is potentially his and if there is going to be a future with them, then that's what to be considered. What about after?
Right. I was just, in the first sentence he starts out with, it hasn't been a serious relationship. So I don't know how all in this guy is.
Yeah, it sounds like it was sort of a no-strings-attached sort of
hang out with you when I'm in town. But if you're going to play, sometimes you have to pay.
Sure.
We know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. This is Jen. Jen, what would your advice be?
I don't know. Like, so my best friend just had a very similar situation, and she had to take into account that what if they both want custody regardless, like, what, well, I don't, or like visitation, because he gets emotionally attached, whether it be the husband or the boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
throughout the pregnancy, and then he's invested. What if he's put time and money and energy in towards preparing for this baby? And so then, are you all friends? Is there a divorce? And I don't know, I think it's really selfish of her, but you're in too deep, and now you just have to take everybody into consideration. I don't think it's just what he or she wants, if that makes sense.
I don't. So what's your advice to this guy? You're okay. Kind of on both sides of the fence here.
I know.
I don't know what you just said.
We're getting an answer there.
I'm confused. So
I think if he is serious about any possibility of this child being his, that he should emotionally stick around.
You
okay,
think
so? If there's a possibility that he's got a future
this
beyond
poor
whatever.
Guy walking into the doctor's office with the husband and wife, could you imagine that?
Do they allow, like,
yeah,
couples into
course.
The room?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
100%. Doctors are like, sure, why not? Come on in.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they got to crunch the numbers, really figure out when this happens.
Oh, do some analytics on it. I see.
Yeah,
okay.
I look
at the calendar pretty hard.
Yeah, I know, but then...
You just never know.
You just never know is right. I'm glad you called. Nikki, you're on Kiss 98.5. What would your advice for this guy be?
I think he should completely end communication. I think he should wait until the child is born, mm-hmm. get a paternity test, and then go full force if it's his kid and be involved 100%.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean he has to be emotionally abused from now until then with somebody who was dishonest from the get-go. She's got to go.
Could you imagine having to wait those 7 months, like holding your breath, wondering if it's your child or not?
And that's where the emotional abuse comes in. See, the guys get a bad rap all the time, but sometimes it's the female.
Yeah, well, she forgot to mention she
Hold
was
on.
Married.
I think we're getting into political territory. You had an opinion. Hold up.
Nikki, you can have an opinion on this
wow.
show. I'm glad you called. And I, you know what? I kind of agree with you on that. So you
yeah.
think you should just
she
get out of Dodge.
She was honest with him. No, he didn't know she was married.
Yeah, that's not fair to him, and it might not even be his kid. He needs to move on, then get a paternity test, and roll out from there.
Could you imagine being in, like, put yourself in the situation of this guy. Could you imagine being in that situation?
I have an idea, yeah.
Oh, you do? Look at you.
Yeah, I can understand both sides.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So you speak from a little bit of experience, maybe? Thanks for calling. Oh, I want to know more about that. Mary, you're on Kiss 98.5. What do you think?
I completely agree with the girl that was just on. Her uh-huh. husband's the one who said, till death do us part, not the guy who's casually dating her once a week. Find out if it's yours when the baby is born. And until then, disconnect. Because obviously this girl is not trustworthy and not an up-and-up person, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's a lot of emotional trauma that would go along with that. But then I think he's already in terms of, like, ugh. You know, you just kind of...
Yeah, no, it's definitely a sticky situation, but for somebody who's not in a committed relationship, it sounds like it was super casual until it wasn't,
right.
And now she's trying to put her problems onto him, but it's her husband who needs to be the one to stick by her, not him, and if it is his kid, he should handle it accordingly.
I wonder, you know, being a girl, I don't know how it feels as a guy, but to know your child could be coming into this world could be such a big moment to miss. If it's yours.
It's a huge moment. You know, like, I have a baby, I get it, but I also made better decisions about her, you know, who
yeah.
I had a kid with.
Right.
I think that's something she kind of has to deal with.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. Julie, you're on Kiss 98.5. So this guy, casually dating this girl, he then finds out she's married. He then finds out she's pregnant. He then finds out it could either be her husband's or his baby. What do you think she should do? Let's go to Doran. Hi, Doran.
Hi.
What do you think?
So my friend went through a similar situation, and you can find out, you can have a paternity test while you're pregnant.
And how far into the pregnancy do you have to wait?
Maybe a couple months.
Okay. Is it dangerous to do?
Well, it might be, yeah, it does have some risk, and it is not cheap.
Okay.
So you could just...
You can.
I would want to risk the baby zero, because the baby did not sign
baby
up for this drama.
Yeah, exactly, because I think they have
to... that's true. That's
they have to do it through, like, isn't it the amnio? Like, they do that?
Yeah.
The big
sounds
needle.
Right.
I don't.
Those words sound right.
I don't like it.
Not a doctor.
I don't like it one bit. Yeah.
I would say do not put zero risk on that child.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Hi, Kiss 98.5. This is Jose.
So I wouldn't. I would keep communication with her. I would just keep my distance because he decided to have sex with her. So now he has to deal with the consequences of the baby possibly being his.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't bother with the relationship between her and her husband. That has nothing to do with him. He didn't know.
Right.
But if he cuts communication, then the baby ends up being his. She's going to resent him. Now he doesn't have a relationship with his child.
Yeah, so you would stay in touch but not go along for the doctor visits and the Lamaze classes and all the, you know, painting the baby room and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I would keep him because... it is a possibility that this kid is his, and the kid doesn't have to suffer because of all the mistakes that were made.
I just feel like every single guy out there is not going on a date tonight, Jose. What do you think?
I'm not.
Do your research.
I'm going to go hang out with the guys tonight. This is a lot. I appreciate you calling. Greg, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Tywin's a guy out dumper. It's all about trust.
Yeah, but what do you do now that you're in the situation that you could have a baby? He might have a baby.
Yeah, take your chances sometimes.
Okay. All right. That's one way to
got
look at
in
it.
The problem.
Oh, yeah, right? Melanie, you're on Kiss 98.5. What's your perspective?
Hi. So I actually have a different perspective because I am polyamorous and I date multiple people. So I know what it feels like to have multiple relationships.
Now, are you married? Are you married and polyamorous?
Wait, what is it? Hold on. I missed the polyamorous word. I don't know what that means.
More than one person that you're in love with or have a loving relationship with.
But does that mean that the people on the other end of the relationship are cool with it?
Yeah,
yes?
That's what it's supposed to mean.
Supposed to.
Supposed to be open and honest.
Right. Are you married, though?
So he should have told him. I'm not married, but I was in a 9-year relationship with the father of my child.
So kind of
okay.
So I was thinking that one of the things that he could do with the husband is maybe alternate doctor visits until it got closer to the due date because they don't have to go together if they're not comfortable with it, but maybe go to different visits.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
That's one way to share.
Yeah, and I mean, that way they both get an opportunity to go to those prenatal visits because, honestly, it's wonderful, you know, hearing the heartbeat and everything like that, but... Mm-hmm.
If it's yours.
If it's yours, yeah. And it's an investment for both of the men. And the woman is needing support, too, because she doesn't know. I mean, he has to figure out what his role is going to be in this pregnancy more so than just child's life.
Melanie, I am so curious about your life. It's hard for me to even hear what you're saying. Because I'm trying to decide at what...
Hold on. Weezy's been Googling polyamorous.
Weezy's so happy.
He doesn't know how to spell it.
So how do you decide you're polyamorous versus just want to date a bunch of people?
Yeah.
It's more along the lines of wanting to be in multiple relationships and sharing my love. It's not like just wanting to date multiple people. It's like I want to share my love with everybody that I meet. You know what I mean?
Right. So but how do they not get jealous?
You have to find the right people. Not everybody is able to obtain
share.
No. a relationship with somebody
who's polyamorous.
And this, Jan, this has gone on through time. They've just had other words for it.
Well, I know, and
polyamorous
I've heard about
this. Polyamorous is a very fancy word for it.
I've heard of this, but I in my DNA makeup and... You know, everybody's
You're
different.
Not a candidate.
I am not.
On either side.
I would be like, oh, no, you didn't. Oh, you know what I mean? I'd be like, But it's cool that you're open about that and teach us about it. I'm glad you called. And you do bring a good perspective to it. Thank you. Jim's on the phone. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So what do you think we should give what advice should we give this guy who was in this casual relationship? His girlfriend gets pregnant. Then she says, hey, by the way, I'm married, and the baby might be my husband's or it could be yours, so let's all go to the doctor's appointments together. What would you say?
I'd say the guy goes to the doctor and gets a vasectomy.
Hold on.
Wow, that's extreme,
Jim. Kind of extreme because he said he was taking precautions, and he wasn't, it sounded like he was doing all the right things.
Sure.
And probably at some point wants a family, I'm guessing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But he doesn't say that in the email. That would be a drastic, that would be a drastic move on his part.
Yeah, that was a drastic move, Jim.
Yeah, it is a drastic move, but it sounds like he doesn't have the time. He's in and out. He's, you know, once a week he wants to see her, you know. It just doesn't make sense for, you know, I mean, obviously, you can be careful, but, you know, this kind of an accident is he put himself in this situation.
And it may not be his, so he may, it may have nothing to do with that.
I would say he unknowingly put himself in this situation.
Yes.
I mean, people accidentally get pregnant, but they don't accidentally get pregnant with a girl who's already married.
Yeah.
She kept that
from him. What's the other side of this coin? I mean, did this girl want a child with him to trap him into the relationship?
Good point.
Yeah, that can happen.
That happens often.
It does. And, you know, can the girl be trusted after? I mean, she's already sleeping with two guys. She said, I do to one man. And so that's the best part. And,
she said, I will to the other.
Weeze, you're going to have to hand your Voice of Reason hat over to Jim because he sounds pretty reasonable to me. I'm glad you called, Jim.
All right, have a good day.
Right.
So, Jan, another thing comes up. People keep saying about whether the baby's his. Sometimes there's a father figure in a life where the baby isn't yours, but you still take that role depending on whatever situation you've been handed.
Mm-hmm.
And so he may have a role in this baby's life, whether or not it's his, and it could be a very meaningful role.
But do you get, I mean, all right, so it's a casual relationship, so she's seeing him, but she didn't say, hey, by the way, I'm married.
And no, she left that part out.
Hey, by the way, I'm still having a relationship, a physical relationship with this guy.
Did he not even wander upon her Facebook to look at the status section?
Good question.
You know.
Well, not everybody posts their status. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Amanda.
Oh, I was like, okay.
Hi.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
So the thing about marriages are people who've been together 40, 50 years, like, they've had problems. The letter already said that she told him her and her husband were going to talk about their marriage after all of this. So in order for that to actually even happen, like, she was in the wrong. You can't be in the wrong and be asking for extra. You and your husband go to those appointments. You can update me on the progress. When it's time enough to get a blood test, let me know the results, and we'll go from there.
Gotcha.
But, like, I'm your part-time boyfriend over in the cut, and you married with a whole life. You can't ask that of me. And you all types of wrong.
Exactly.
She needs to put on her big girl panties and handle that on her own. Her and her husband can go to those appointments. This is most likely his. And then if by the chance that it is the other guy, then involve him. But you can't have that man in your husband's face for all that time. And then if it's not his, you and your husband are not going to reconcile after that. Your husband is going to be all type of resentful. He already angry. He already mad. He already hurt. He already betrayed. Like, she cannot involve that boyfriend in that whole process and expect to save her marriage afterwards. It's not going to happen.
Thank you for calling in and sorting this out, because now I feel like I can give her and him a good response back on how to handle this situation.
Yay!
And I'm going to definitely put your big girl panties on. I love that part the best. That's amazing. Thanks for listening to Kiss 98.5.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.